Well, if you haven't heard enough about the business of the NBA, here now is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. He joins us most Fridays. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
Is this whole deal about the Supersonics some effort by NBA Commissioner David Stern to send a message to other cities that they should know what they have to do to keep a team in their city?
I think that message has been sent many, many times over many, many years in pretty much every professional sports league. You tell a city what it needs to do. If it doesn't, you follow the market demand elsewhere. There will be a vacuum created in Seattle, which has proven over 40 years that it can sustain a professional sports franchise in the NBA. Someday money will coalesce around a new group of owners. The legislature will agree to build an arena. And another weak franchise will look towards Seattle as its new home. In the meantime, there aren't going to be any tears shed at NBA headquarters. And anyway, in terms of protecting the long-term health of the NBA, David Stern right now is more concerned with Europe and Asia than he is with Seattle.
But looking at the record of teams moving to new cities, an NBA team is not always a golden goose, which would be a good name for a team, actually, the Golden Geese, but it's not always the case.
No, it's not. I'd go watch the Golden Geese play myself. I mean, look at some of the more recent moves. The Charlotte Hornets went to New Orleans a few years ago. And after that, David Stern got Charlotte to build a new arena and gave them an expansion team. And that team, the Bobcats, drew just 14,600 fans this season, seventh fewest in the league. The Bobcats team owner, Bob Johnson, this week said he was disappointed by the city's lukewarm reception for the team. It's been there for a few years now, and that's probably not the best way to get the gate back up. New Orleans also is struggling. They've had other concerns, obviously, post-Katrina, but the Hornets did very poorly at the gate this year, just over 14,000 fans, almost 4,000 fewer than last year when the team played almost all of its games in Oklahoma City. So will the NBA succeed in Oklahoma City long-term, 40 years like in Seattle? Who knows?
Of course, in the case of the Hornets, the irony is that they actually played very, very well this year, which was not the case for the New York Knicks, who played terribly and who have made some big, if unsurprising, news today.
Yes, they finally fired their head coach, Isaiah Thomas. Thomas had been brought in a few years ago to turn around this franchise that had struggled so mightily under Larry Brown and others. It's been a disaster. You'll recall earlier this season, Thomas was found by a jury to have sexually harassed a former team employee. He feuded with the star point guard Stephon Marbury. It's been a total disaster. Thomas will leave the Knicks as coach with one of the five worst coaching records in the history of the franchise, and this is a great franchise.
Do you think he can get a job coaching another NBA team?
I don't think the Knicks are going to let him. Donnie Walsh, the new team president who was brought in from Indiana a few weeks ago, said that Thomas remains under his employ. They still owe him $18 million. The owner of the team, Jim Dolan, and if you could fire owners, that would be the way to go. Jim Dolan gave him a contract extension earlier this year in the middle of all of this trouble. And Walsh said, he's working for me. He's going to be a consultant. No one will report to him. He will report directly to me.
Well, on to hockey. The NHL playoffs, you're underway, National Hockey League. And you now have the soapbox is yours.
Yes, it is my annual pitch to please watch the National Hockey League playoffs because, as the cliche goes, there is nothing like playoff hockey. It's been 3 years since the infamous lockout that canceled the entire NHL season, and the NHL is sort of where it had always been with better financials and where I've always thought it should be. It sells out its arenas, it attracts loyal sponsors, it accepts its role as a second-tier TV sport. Playoff ratings are up this year, but that's to a total of less than 300,000 viewers per game on the Versus Network. We heard some nice candor from the Washington Capitals owner Ted Leonsis. He told one of my colleagues at thewallstreetjournal.com that we've lost the TV war and need to be a leader in digital media, which is what the NHL has been trying to do. The league has seized the team's websites, and last week it created something called the NHL Network Online.
Okay, have a good weekend, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.